The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You always hear you have to drink a lot of water. You got to stay hydrated. But is there such a thing as drinking too much water? Well, if you saw the news this past week, the answer to that is definitely yes. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what happened to this poor mother?
Yeah, so this was in Indiana. It's a mother of two, and she died after consuming what experts thought were about 64 ounces of water in 20 minutes. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of water, to be honest. You know, most people say about 64 ounces of water per day. But the problem was that she drank so much in a short period of time, and that was really what caused this water toxicity. Also known as water poisoning or water intoxication, it occurs when too much water is consumed in this short period of time and the kidneys retain too much of the water. People have underlying health conditions. Even if people are healthy, you can have this water intoxication, and in very rare cases, it can cause death. And unfortunately, this is what happened to this young woman.
So, Jenna, I mean, this is a situation where it's summertime. It's been hot everywhere. Everybody knows this. And even if you're sweating, 4 16-ounce bottles of water inside of 20 minutes can be too much for some people.
It's exactly right, and that's the problem. The other thing, Raven, to consider is that not exercising, right? This is another issue. No physical movement, and you haven't been exercising, and you chug 64 ounces of water in a short period of time. That's supposed to be a risk factor. And water, of course, is necessary for so much stuff in our body. Really, the take-home message with this is not to not drink, right? We want to make sure that we're hydrated because dehydration can lead to really scary consequences.
Right.
But you don't want to drink this much water in such a short period of time. And we see these giant, like, containers of water that really are, you know, 20-plus ounces of water. People chug them. Lots of athletes do it. But you have to be careful because for some people, overhydration can lead to water toxicity.
So, I mean, these huge, like, aluminum big bottles that people are carrying around that got so popular, they're actually death bottles.
No, I don't think they're death bottles. I think that we have to remember that it's incredibly important to drink water, just not to chug it all the time. But like, what would be the warning signs that, hey, I'm drinking too much water too fast, like I need to slow down or put this down?
Right. There are symptoms of water toxicity, right? So if you drink too much water and you start to get very nauseous, you're vomiting, you have headaches, you can become drowsy, muscle cramps. Double vision is sort of in an extreme case where you have central nervous system dysfunction, and that's what happens, unfortunately. The reason, the mechanism behind this is that the sodium levels in the brain become really, really low, and you have something called hyponatremia, which just is low sodium, and it can cause those cells that are traveling to the brain to swell, and this is what happened to this woman. It can become fatal. That would be an immediate reason to go see a doctor, obviously, if you have any sort of nervous system issues like double vision, confusion, and then, of course, difficulty breathing. But if you have any of that weird symptoms right after drinking so much water, go see a doctor immediately. It's a medical emergency. And in cases, they can, you know, obviously treat it. But these are, you know, symptoms that no one would know to look for after drinking water.
But Jenna, we should also point out that this isn't something very common. Like, we hear more about people being dehydrated much more than you hear about something like this happening, which is why it's all over the news.
Correct. This is incredibly rare. And that's obviously why this made the news in a big way. You just want to take your time, give your body a chance to excrete the water and not overdrink yourself.
Well, just to let you know so you feel better, I've been awake for 7.5 hours now, and I'm looking at my water bottle, and I've consumed 3 ounces of water.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's a slow day for you, though. You've had days where you can rail through
it. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks so much, Jenna.